those early years of the reign of Solomon were busy, busy times, because they were in the process of building this temple. And King David, Solomon's father, he wanted desperately to build this temple. It was in his heart to do so. And initially, Nathan the prophet had said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Just go ahead and do it. And then, of course, God came to Nathan and said, no, you got to go back and tell the king. He said, no, you cannot build this temple because you've got blood on your hands. But he allowed David to begin the process of gathering the materials. And this is fascinating. If you've never read these scriptures, it just talks about building that temple and all that was involved in it, to realize that there was not allowed the sound of a hammer or a chisel within the site of where the temple was being built. Everything was built off-site and brought in, and it was built to precise measurements. When they put a stone in, it fit. And then God just honored this time. And this is what I've been saying this week on the broadcast, that these are just times when God was just smiling down from heaven. And God was smiling upon this young King Solomon and the way he was handling things and the way that he was managing things, and how that Solomon had made this, went along with a friendship of his father David with Hiram. And my goodness, those people were so skilled. And so many of those were given to David, or to Solomon, to help him in the building of this temple. And then he gave them men who were sailors, which is near and dear to my heart. And these sailors came and taught the Israelites about the sea and about how to build ships and how to deal with being out in the ocean and things, so that Israel could go to different shores, and they would bring back all of these riches and things. And this nation was just being blessed abundantly. And you begin to read the description of all the things that Israel was requiring during those days. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And so often, as we do when we think about God looking down from heaven and smiling, and we equate those with blessings, material things. I said yesterday, sometimes those things can backfire on you. And sometimes those things can go sour on you. Because what happens if we're not careful? We begin to love our things more than we do God. And whenever that happens, it never ends well. But until the day that they built that temple, and what a glorious day it was. A day when God was certainly smiling down from heaven as he watched, and how that the Spirit of God and the glory of God was so strong and so intense on that day. As the people worshiped and honored God, God was pleased. And I believe that if you took the time to just read these scriptures in Chronicles and the First Kings or the Second Kings, it bless you. This is Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.